We shall be learning a very great deal more about this later on. But for the moment, we will say that the substance of which your mind is composed is ideas. Your mind is composed of ideas. Now, these ideas, which make up the mind substance, are a mass of mental pictures made by your thinking, that which you have been conscious of. This can then be spoken of as your consciousness. Now, in mental physics, you are learning step by step how to build a new consciousness. As this is done by reversing, changing, and improving your mode of thinking, actually what you think, it is of the utmost value to you that you persevere with the practice of meditation. For, my beloved, do you not see that in your meditations you are building yourself over? How? Well, first, the denials blot out the old ideas. Second, the affirmations build in the new ideas. Now, you may wonder how this can be done. But when we come later to the lessons that show scientifically the operations of the subconscious mind, it will all, I am sure, be clear to you. Be patient. But be happy, for you have a happy time ahead of you. Now, contemplate this thought, that embodiment is a principle in nature. Embodiment is a principle in nature. You're invited to consider the following. Slowly, reverently, so that it may sink in and be understood and accepted by your mind. Do this a few times until you feel that you know it and that you know it to be true. Now, you have learned that whatever the Creator is, you are. Whatever the Creator is, I am. I see around me life forms everywhere, trees, animals, men, the earth, and the heavenly bodies. I isolate a tree, and I see form and color, and my touch tells me that it is solid substance. I know, too, that there is an intelligence, that there is intelligence in the tree, at work, building this color and form of the tree into the substance of the tree from universal substance. I call this the creative life. I can see the life. Can I? No. You can see the substance, but you cannot see the life within the substance. But I know beyond dispute that it is there. I know that it is embodied in the tree. And the form, color, and substance that compose the tree are the clothing with which the creative life within the tree adorns itself. Now, therefore, I must, obviously, conclusively believe, because I know, that the creative life is embodied in the tree. Now, I know also that what is true of the tree is also true of the animals. In fact, of everything in all the kingdoms, mineral, vegetable, animal. I am therefore led to believe that nothing exists without an embodiment, the embodiment of the creative life, the creative spirit, the clothing, as I have said, with which the creative life within the tree adorns itself. Yes, I must conclude that embodiment is a principle in nature. Now, I say, as I must, as I think, I say that I identify myself with the creative spirit for the reason that I cannot be separated from it, being part of it. Well, now then, my beloved, another stupendous truth. I now arrive at the conclusion, at the truth, that I am the abstract principle of embodiment. I am the abstract principle of embodiment. It is self-evident. It is so simple to see, and it is so triumphantly true. I am the principle of embodiment. Now I can truthfully, and with all the vigor of my mind, say that I know it to be true, for it has become a part of my consciousness. And you should now be able to say it. Well, are you going to embody yourself in old age conditions? In sickness and doubt and negation and all the darkness? Are you going to embody yourself in these negative conditions, knowing this? No, I ask you. Now, therefore, add to your meditations. Just let us rest together. These are powerful words. Henceforth and forever, I, the creative spirit, differentiated from all other life forms, embody myself in perfect beauty, strength, and health. I am imperishable. I am indivisible. I am exhaustless. Knowing this, can you continue to build the senility into your form? No, 1,000 times no. I am the creative spirit embodied. I am life eternal. I am in eternity now, right here. I am eternal now, right now. I am eternal life. I am life eternal. Now, my beloved, in this lesson with which we deal, as you know, with right understanding, you are given the central idea of thinking health, the perfecting of the instrument of the Creator. Right understanding is the first step on your great noble eightfold pathway of enlightenment. After taking the first step, you will be able successfully to take succeeding steps. Now, during this week, when you sit to meditate, if I were you, I would hear this voice. I would feel close to your teacher. Each evening, take the whole of the meditations. Start at the beginning and go through them all more than once. While you should have no idea of time while in a state of meditation, yet you must give yourself plenty of time. Never hurry. God has no clock. Wait and watch. As you audibly state the affirmations, let the voice be so slow and even that the very sound will seem to lull you to rest, but not to sleep. Cultivate the low, long intonation of the words like this. I am health. I am life. Long drawn out, so that the breath will be deeper and more quietly rhythmic every time you breathe. Go through all your meditations, one after another, and let the mind revel in this sensation of perfect bliss. Remember, cleanliness within and without. Then your breathing. Now, by this time, you have gathered some power of your breath, I am sure. There are 8 spiritual breathings in all of your initiate group teaching. Every day I receive word from grateful students for these marvelous mental physics breathings of ours. You are urged, I cannot emphasize this too strongly, You are urged to continue most faithfully with your breathings, never missing a single morning. Being warned against strain of any kind, though there cannot be any strain if you learn what the buttocks are and what their use. Now, my beloved, we are going to end our present lesson. Have you heard these words? I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundant. Feel that you are coming into the more abundant life. The Creator is right here, right in the heart of me, right in the mind of me, right in the being of me, right in the substance of me, making itself known. Now, my beloved, always remember that. All truth reveals itself. What a blessing that is. The Creator is right here, making itself known. All that I have to do is to be still and pray. Reveal thyself, O Lord of my life. O Lord of the Eternal, Thou that art, Thou in which I live and move and have my being, come, I wait, I listen, I am still, I look within me, come. And as I leave you now, I want to thank you. I hope, too, that in your heart you will feel that you can readily thank me. My beloved, we have been going on for a long, long time. It was necessary for me, as you know, to make a good many journeys on this earth, and finally a long and rather hazardous journey to Tibet. But you see, though it may be said that I learned a very great deal, I would not be able to hold it unless I shared it. Mental physics is my life. Mental physics is dearer than my life. The only thing that I feel that people who are awakened as we desire to become, the only thing that people like us have to contemplate is, what are we doing for our fellow men in our own day and generation? Therefore, my beloved, keep your mouth closed, keep your ears open, keep your eyes open, and above all, keep your heart open. And when you feel that you meet the right man, know that within your mouth there will come the right word. And when the right word is spoken by you as the right man, to the right man, then the right result is inevitable. As we go, I find it in my heart to bless you. Be at peace. You are at peace forevermore.